views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show. Many thank you for plowing the snow, and many thanks for one and all for tuning in. So I'm on the East Coast here, and we have had the craziest weather recently. I kid you not that on Tuesday we had sunny skies close to 70 degrees. It was a fabulous way to kick off spring. Alas, the next day, Wednesday, yesterday, the temperatures dropped, and instead of 70 degrees, we got close to 7 inches of snow. Go figure. Fortunately, it's warm inside. I'm indoors. I'm ready to do readings all hour today. If you're interested in receiving some guidance, clarity, and insight on whatever may be blocking your way right now, give me a call. Today, I'm doing a not one, not two, but three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. The phone lines, they are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you would like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. So give me a call if you'd like a reading. Now, if you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of those scary looking cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading, so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. However, that being said, I always love updates. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me and my approach. I'm an intuitive guide and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on tapping into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my whole focus. It is my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, leading to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they are using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It is so not my role to tell you whether you should sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with all your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic as, well, in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to go through to do anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that's out of your comfort zone and unfamiliar. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. Today I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be using that Rider-Waite tarot card deck because I love that deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online to see them, but I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use the non-dominant hand because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I will fan the cards face down in front of me. Using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name, sort of practically sticking to my finger saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. And as always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They are just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. As a reading, as I said, is the visual representation of the unconscious, it's that visual representation of that little voice inside that we are always overruling. And a tarot card reading is basically saying to that little voice, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take our first quick break. When we come back, we are getting right to call. So Emily Spencer, hang on. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I gotta follow that dream to find the love I need. When your heart gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is
called. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let's just get right to it. Emily, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, Eve. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
This is honestly my first time ever doing this. Do I need a
welcome? It's just between us and Benny. So, did you have a question about a particular topic, or was just like a general reading?
At this point, I'd love a general reading, actually.
You got it. So what I'm doing is I've just been shuffling the cards while you were talking, and now I'm just choosing three cards on your behalf. That's the first card. Here's the second card, and finally the third card. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay, so the first card that we get is the Queen of Wands. Love this card because I love when clients pull kings and queens in a core position because it really just talks to your super duper strength. Now, this is a queen of wands. Wands tend to talk about creativity, feeling inspired. Steven Spielberg might be considered the king of the wands. And so here you are, the queen of the wands. And so you have such a unique outlook. You have such, you've been given a very unique path in life. And that can be very rewarding. It can be wonderful. It can feel fantastic, but it can also be challenging because if you don't fit yourself into any of the preconceived boxes that are out there, it can feel at times a little bit isolating and a little unsure and hesitant. At the same time, what was the point of you being such a unique person if it wasn't meant for you to embrace it? It just means that it might be a little bit more trickier to find that path. Does that resonate so far?
Oh, absolutely. Even just this morning, something came up around that. So, yes.
Excellent. You know, something challenging or blocking you is the Page of Pentacles. So Pentacles talk a lot about career, tangible things. Pages talk a lot about beginnings. And in this card, you see this beginning starting with in the form of the page, and he's holding a pentacle in his hand. Now, the ground is totally fertile, meaning that he can launch his idea, plant that seed anywhere. It almost doesn't matter where and how. However, flowers can't grow when seeds are held in the hand. And because this is in the block position, it's this hesitation about launching forward with action in a particular way. Because as soon as you do that, in some ways, you lose power to control it. I know for me, I'm a bit of a dinosaur when it comes to technology. And so lately I've been toying with Twitter, and it's a little scary because as soon as I do a tweet, it's out there. And so I have no way of controlling it. At the same time, this card is saying, this is the time to do something. You can always uproot, you can always change direction later on, but you can't do that until you actually plant it. Once you do plant it, you can't plant cherry tomato plants and then the next day say, hey, it didn't blossom, so it must be in the wrong spot, and so we uproot it. You got to give it a little bit of a time just to see if you're getting that validation, saying this is the right track, or you know what, let me go in a different direction. Does that make sense?
Gotcha, yeah.
Excellent. The advice card is the Ace of Pentacles. So we're talking, this reading is all about, or rather the message kind of in a sense, is all about taking your unique creative being and translating it into some tangible action, particularly when it comes to career, passions, turning those passions into something that has that return. The Ace, like pages, are all about beginnings. And here, this is saying that by planting that seed, you open the door to allow others or symbols from the universe, messages, signs, to kind of push you in a particular direction, which can lead you to a door, to another door, lead you to something that is not as finished, not as complete as where you're currently at. Ultimately, unless we continue to stay moving, we stall that movement, and we stall our own growth and development. You are just getting started, my friend. And so don't fear going in a new direction. It's just not going to feel normal for a little bit of time. Don't worry, your brain will catch on later. Just note how your body feels as you're being authentic to that unique creative voice and spirit inside. I hope that was helpful for you.
Yeah, we're also, we are 8 months pregnant. There's a lot of new beginnings going on, so I'm curious.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of, can that be another parallel metaphor for you all?
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you are going through a lot of beginnings.
Yeah.
It can be exciting, but it can also be a little bit nerve-wracking as you go into a new form. Don't take this as an opportunity to dilute who you are, but rather let it go forward. And oh my gosh, I am so excited. Will you call us and let us know how everything goes and send us a picture of the baby?
Yeah, I'd love
excellent.
To. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling and happy pushing.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. Oh,
wow. I actually heard that on another show. I think that was Dr. Laura said that. I can't take the credit for that.
I brought a tear to my eye right there. Happy pushing. All right.
I love it. Well, let's go on right for the next caller, Spencer. Spencer, welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so excited to be on Mainstream Metaphysical Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited that you're on as well. Is there anything you have a question or would like just a general reading?
I am having a problem relaunching my business and finding partners and website developers. Like, it's getting kind of crazy how difficult it is. And so it forces me to wonder, maybe it's time not to do this. Maybe something's in the way of relaunching, right? So maybe I can get some information about that.
Well, let's take a look. I always say I have no idea what you should do, but hopefully we'll get some guidance from these cards here. One thing I do want to ask you is, do you have written down on paper your ideal situation, your needs in terms of your business going forward?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Take a look at them. Make sure that you don't have anything in there that's a want and not a need. Make sure there's not a specific in there, because sometimes when there's stalled movement, it could be one of three things. One, it could be saying the universe is saying this is a closed door, go in a different direction. But it could mean that you have a specific in there that then the universe is like, well, okay, you run the risk of creating that fulfilling prophecy, but it makes it that much harder to see external to that one specific. But then the third thing is sometimes that energy stalls when the dreams have become too limiting or playing it too safe. And so I would ask you to kind of relook at your written down list. See if, first of all, things have changed since you wrote it. Is there anything in there that's a specific? Go through each and every one of them and ask yourself the following question. What if I could have the most perfect situation possible in the most unbelievable thing, but it didn't have this one thing? Would that be okay? And if the answer is yes, then cross it off. That's a specific that could be blocking energy. And then also ask yourself, is there anything here that is not that's not being addressed, such as maybe some of your kind of inner child things, like, I want the opportunity to travel the world, but you didn't want to put that down because you didn't want to ask for too much. Be truthful to that inner child spirit. Let him be that navigator going forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. So let's take a look and see what we've got with the card. See if that can also yield a little bit of guidance on what might be stalling this. Temporarily stalling this. Also, one other thing that you were saying is that you're having problems with this. Make sure that the words are not putting that into the present tense, again, because you don't want to create that self-fulfilling prophecy. Rather than saying I'm having problems doing this, or it's just not happening or anything like that, I am looking forward to my business relaunching. You don't have to worry about how or, all the specifics. That's the universe's job. But that the words out there are not putting out stalled energy unwittingly.
Understood.
Awesome. So the first card that comes up is the Page of Cups. Now, in this Page of Cups, this is a card that can talk a lot about, well, pages being beginning, so that's all great, but it can talk a lot about being in survival mode, and or rather, let's just call it status quo mode, just getting by, getting through the basic needs that we have. And if in the past that has been part of you, it then becomes acceptable, like that is considered all you're going for. And yet that survival, it's not thriving. In the Page of Cups, you have this page and he's holding a cup in one hand and he's dipped the cup into the water behind him. Now in the cup is a fish, so he clearly scooped up a fish and the fish is looking at him saying, hey, dude, where's the water? I need more water to thrive. And while And so there's a bit of a disconnect between what you have and what you need to thrive. And so not to feel as if you have to deny yourself that thriving, but to take your brain out of that survival or just getting by mode or asking for the minimum mode. Does that resonate so far?
So that's where I am, is what the page of cups
yeah,
is saying?
Yeah, that's the okay. core card right now. And so,
I'm definitely surviving and I'd like to move out of this.
Instead of saying, I'd like to move out, how about I'm looking forward to thriving?
I'm moving forward, baby.
Absolutely. Note how that kind of take a quick inventory in the body, because if you say it that way, your brain might show some resistance. However, your body should probably feel a tinge bit lighter because suddenly that thriving versus surviving becomes possible. You know, there is no guarantee in life. However, by filing that application, you have a lot better chance of having everything that you're wanting and even more. So note the brain resistance, and that's just brain self-sabotage in motion. It happens to all of us. It just means we can't listen to it as being like, oh, no, we can't do that. Instead, note the body instead. I am going to keep you as well as me in suspense about what these other two cards are because I can't wait to see what they are. However, I've got to take another break. So hang tight. I'm going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll be doing more readings. I'll be finished up talking with Spencer as we get his business relaunched. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings and an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I've also just started to dabble into the Twitter thing, so you can also follow me on elite_tarot. So right before the break, we were talking with Spencer as he's relaunching his business and taking it into some fantastic new directions. We had just pulled the first card. Spencer, are you still with me?
I am with you.
Yay. All right. Well, so we first pulled the Page of Cups, talking about being in that sort of, okay, I'm just going to make do, get to the minimum, in that survival mode, just because in the brain, that is the known, so that is safe. However, this is your journey, and it's about thriving. It's about letting your passions lead, following those dreams, and letting those dreams have no bounds. Again, it's up to the universe to come up with how it all comes together. You can take that off your plate. Now, something challenging or blocking, interesting, is the Knight of Pentacles. So this is a card. Knights do the bidding of the king, which means that when a knight comes up in this block position, it means that there's this feeling of not being in the director's chair, so to speak, of your journey, as the knight is on a horse and this horse is just not moving. Pentacles talk a lot about career. Now, a lot of times when this card comes up, it is saying there's nothing wrong with relaunching the business, but it is also looking at what other doors are open. And it could be tangential to the business. It could be related to the business. It could be a very different approach. But as you know, I always say, go through open doors, but honor red flags. If there's a closed door, you know, you can try once or twice, but then after that, that's just taxing on a mind, body, spirit level. And so here, this Knight of Pentacles is in that block position. There is a stall of movement. Definitely take a look at those lists. Make sure the words are out and changed. You're not seeing yourself as just trying to control the direction. Because sometimes when we try to control that direction, create that specifics, even if we say we're open in our mind and really not, because we really are saying, yeah, but I want it to go into this direction, that direction, that stall is the universe saying, hey, let me do some of the work here. I'm the universe, not me, myself, but I'm just saying that's from the universe's perspective. Now, what do we do about this? Interesting. So the advice card is the Eight of Swords. Now, in this card, this looks scary, but it's not really. But it goes along with this Page of Cups in this survival mode, in kind of wanting to make do or wanting to control. Even if we're saying we're open, we're really trying just to control the destination because that feels safe again to the brain. In this card, you see a person who is kind of all bound up, blindfolded, trapped, surrounded by swords, and yet unable to see and access this beautiful castle behind her. However, this, from her perspective, there is this feeling of like, how do I access this? It's inaccessible. I can't do it. I'm trapped. This is definitely a case of looking at this from a very different perspective, because you are only as trapped, as powerless, and unable to access whatever it is that you want and more as you believe yourself to be. And I know it sounds kind of corny, but it starts with those words and changing the words. I would definitely recommend an affirmation. To me, an affirmation is a total lie, and it needs to be said out loud to the universe, maybe once or twice a day. And it needs to be so challenging to say that your brain is totally going to freak out when you say it. But yet everything that is said is intellectually true. And if you can't say it without feeling that brain resistance, you know that there is a block somewhere. It is actually in the act of saying it that we're putting out different energy. Just like you can see a person sitting by themselves eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, they're not saying a word, but then you know, do I want to get to know that person? Does that person feel optimistic about the future? That all of that is done on an unconscious level that we're putting out. By saying that affirmation, one day, if you can say it without any hesitation, then you know you don't have to say it anymore because all those blocks are gone and you are unconsciously putting out a very different energy that's then being received by investors, received by opportunities. So for you, an affirmation would be something like, I, Spencer, bless and release the past. I am so excited about seeing where my career and passions lead me and where the universe leads me in light and love. And I love and accept myself. While it sounds easy to say in the brain, if you sense any hesitation when you're saying it or any brain resistance when you're saying it out loud, know that there's that block. It is just by saying it that one day you wake up and you're like, I am excited about seeing where the universe takes my career beyond my expectations. And then you know you're putting out very different energy. You are attracting career, opportunities, partners, investors in a very different way. It's kind of counterintuitive, but definitely between that list, going over that list, the words and the affirmation, definitely give that a try. Keep me updated. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Do you believe that your business will be launched and relaunched and go in ways that you can't even imagine that will be wonderful and joyous and beyond your expectations? Do you honestly believe that that will happen?
I believe there's a part of me that believes that. Absolutely.
All right. Now I'm gonna cut you off there because I wanted you to answer it in that way. Take an inventory. Note that your brain was probably very calm when you just said that, but your body felt heavy. I'm going to ask that question one more time, but this time disconnect from the brain and just say yes, and then I'll tell you why afterwards. Spencer, do you honestly believe that your career, your passions are going to grow and launch in ways that you can't possibly even imagine and exceed any and all expectations? Do you honestly believe that will happen?
Yes.
I do.
Absolutely.
As well. I do as well. Now take that same inventory of the body. Brain probably freaked the heck out, but the body probably felt a little bit lighter because suddenly it was possible. You just put out unconsciously a very different energy than by saying it the first way. It's okay that you don't believe it, just as long as that's not the energy we put out. You will ultimately believe it. It's kind of a chicken and egg situation. And it's just like starting a snowball and making a snowman. It's just the hardest part's getting it started, but then momentum takes over. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so glad. It was so lovely talking to you. Please keep me updated and have a great rest of the day. I can't wait to see where everything launches.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Well, we are going to take our next caller before our next break. At least we'll get that then started. Chris. Chris, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for giving me the gift. I thought I'd receive it today.
Well, my pleasure. I'm so glad that you called. And you know what, Chris? A little birdie in the form of Benny told me something about you about today.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 69 years old today.
Whoa! happy birthday. Do we have
any
fireworks or any kind of thing, Benny, in terms of celebrating this momentous day? How about applause?
Okay.
No worries.
Thanks,
happy
Benny.
Birthday. Well, let's see. Is there anything you have a question about on today?
I was just kind of hoping to get a general reading.
You got it. So what
Thank
I'm going to
do,
my pleasure, is I am going to pull three cards for you. Oh, that card was just saying, no, pick me instead. And then I'm also going to pull a card with your permission for birthday guidance for the upcoming year. How does that sound?
That sounds fun.
Excellent. Well, let's get this started here. Let's get this birthday party started. Okay, so we start with card number 17, the Star. Now, card number 17, this is going to be a shocker to you, but card number 17 comes right after, believe it or not, card number 16. Card number 16 is the Tower. It's the most turbulent card I got. And so this is card number 17. This is the calm after the storm. Things have been, there has been a lot of change that has taken place in the 68 year. And so even positive changes, challenging changes, it's been a lot of changes. And what can happen is that when we're going through so many changes, we can be hypervigilant on an unconscious level, waiting for the shoe to drop, waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for all these things to happen, that it disconnects us from kind of staying in contact with our home base, staying in contact with our inner child, staying in contact with our authentic voice. This is the time to believe in magic, believe in the majesty of the universe, believe in all the things that can happen, because as I said to the caller earlier, you're just getting started. Does that resonate so far?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. So I'm going to also keep you in suspense because I'm going to go through all these other cards and stir the break. But so hang tight. We're going to get to all these cards right afterwards. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425 425- 888-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings today and talking with Chris. Chris, are you still with me?
I am.
Excellent. So we started the reading right before the break, got the star card. Things have been a little bumpy. Things have led, lots of things going on. Again, this is that time to really tap into your authentic voice as you are just getting started. Let's go on really quick through these, though, because I want to get to your birthday card as well. So something challenging or blocking you is the Nine of Wands. Again, with all of that turbulence from that prior chapter, there is this feeling of being very in hypervigilant mode, being in defensive mode. And I don't mean defensive like, hey, it wasn't me that took the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but rather defensive in the sense of needing to defend what is yours. It's like wanting to make sure that things don't get taken away, things don't happen without your without your input, things like that. Know that this comes directly as a result from that turbulence, that bumpiness from that prior chapter. Again, the star card's at 17. That's the time to tell the brain, all right, let me just take a step back. Let me hit, what does they have in Staples? Those hit the reset button. It's time for you to hit that reset button and know that you don't have to be so vigilant, because again, that comes from just the natural effects of going through kind of that turbulent time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Excellent. The advice, I love this card. The advice is the Eight of Wands. And this is my card for being in the universal flow. In this card, you just see eight wands flying through the air. You don't know how they're attached to people. You don't know what they're attached to. Some might be going up, some might be going down. We don't know which is which. Rather than staying in that defensive stance unconsciously, instead, allow yourself to picture yourself being like a piece of paper blowing in the wind, letting the universe lead you into some fantastic, glorious detours and paths and new things along the way. The issue, though, here is that some of your ideas going forward will go beyond your dreams, but others may not. And as you don't know which is which at this point, it's just important to bless all movement, but without too much attachment. It's kind of like if you're betting on a horse race and horse number one's just shooting out of the pen there, and you're like, all right, I'm putting all my money onto horse number one. But then if close to the finish line, horse number nine, which has been kind of the slow starter, it just shoots through to the finish line. You're like, oh, I wish I had just stayed open. So it's challenging when things have been so bumpy, because then we want to just attach to something. This is saying, let the universe do the heavy lifting. see what new things you can kind of explore and develop and everything. Let that opportunity expand beyond your ideas right now. And you'll know when it's time to attach, when it's time to place your money on the horse that's in front. Does that make sense so far?
Perfectly.
Excellent. So I pulled a card for your birthday in terms of extra guidance and insight for this special year. And the card that came up is the Seven of Swords. Now, in this card, first of all, it's an active card, which I love. You see a person who is walking towards the unknown. He is actually holding in his hand five swords, and he's looking back, and there are two swords still in the ground. Even though he's actively walking forward, his energy is looking backward, because looking backward you see is the known. There is nothing bad or wrong about looking backward. It's just about, as you go forth in this special chapter of this new chapter of your journey, as you start this new birthday year, consider isolating out those energies so that when you are looking backward, you are truly just looking backward. You are honoring, you're celebrating friends, people who have passed, people who are here. You're honoring all the things. You're releasing anything that no longer serves you. But that is like almost sacred space. At the same time, when you are going forward, when you are looking towards the future, then all your energy is going forth into that way. You can even try and toy with this by playing it by hour. So like from 9 to 5, all we're doing is looking forward. We're just getting excited about the future. We're tapping into the inner child and seeing what possible ideas she's got up her sleeve wanting to do going forward and all of that. And anytime you get any feeling about, oh, but what about the past? What about things from the past and all of that? Just say, thank you for coming in, but come back at 5 o'clock. Then from 5 to 9, all we're doing is we're just 100% present in the past, in the positive ways, but also then releasing things that no longer serve us. Anything about the future comes in, it's like, I hear you, come back at 9. And then every day, maybe or once a week, just shorten that past look by an hour, just so that you're not looking backward and actively moving your energy forward, because it can stall that energy and it makes it a little bit harder to see. If you're looking backward while you're walking forward, it makes it harder to see those gifts from the universe that are waiting for you. It's also the going into the unknown, which is navigating out of the comfort zone. Allow the brain to resist, but note the body and just continue forward regardless, because as I said before, and the message just keeps coming in, please tell Chris she's just getting started.
I agree 100%.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you a wonderful, happy, healthy, joyous, and adventurous year as you begin year 69.
Thank
Which,
you,
as you know,
thank you for my gift.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Which, you know, year 69 is really the new 30 these days, so.
No, 69 is 69. It's what you make of it.
Absolutely. I love that. And you're going to make a lot from it.
I'm so thrilled to be here. I'll tell you what.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I'm so happy that you are here, and you've got a lot more to do, a lot more joy to have, a lot more abundance still to embrace. So happy
thank
birthday
you.
So much, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh my gosh, the hour is over. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Now, next week, I've got a guest with me. Mary Muller Shutan will be talking about her latest book, The Body Diva. Plus, we'll be doing readings together, 2 readings for the price of none. Cannot wait for that. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.